or someplace on a starry night in the country with grass around. And her mouth goes open and shut for banana, so happy you could compose a whole song about how a banana makes her more beautiful than any daffodil blooming right in your face. And she makes big eyes at the cockroaches like they're visitors. When she's good, she even likes such beasts as them. And in the bath, her bright fat gleams. Right in the middle of her forehead, I sing to her, and I touch it. It's her trademark curl, you might call it. Her hair bends in such a way to turn around twice in the front. It even makes a shadow in the right light. She smiles from my arms at the song like I've just told her a hilarious joke. And when she was good, she was very, very good, I sing to her, remembering her past and present good deeds, mainly of friendliness. And now Jeremy is paying close attention. He checks out his own plain forehead. He's listening close. He wants to know how the song ends. I work up a good memory of her messing around in things you wouldn't go near in your right mind, like sanitary napkins that aren't exactly brand new, and I sing with a strong voice.